Adam Manna, head coach, general manager, Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
Adam, this has probably been the strangest year of your coaching career. Just walk us through, starting with Sherwood Park and how things broke apart there, and then the landing in Fort McMurray with the team that you once played for.
Well, I think the best way to sum it up is things happen for a reason. I'm a big believer in that. And, I mean, yeah, like you said, I really would have known that something was going to happen in Sherwood Park. I mean, that was a little bit of a surprise to me. And, I mean, it was kind of two sides of the coin, where in Sherwood Park we were the youngest team in the league and we were trying to rebuild for the next couple of years. And then, with Gord Thibodeau resigning with the Oil Barons, about 2 weeks after, it just seemed like everything fell into place in terms of timing. And I was able to talk to Dave Fitzgerald, their president, and we ended up sitting down at Earl's maybe a day or two later, and then we ended up getting things kind of worked out and finalized. And before I knew it, I was up the next morning, packed everything up at the house, and then we were playing the Olds Grizzlies Friday night. So it was pretty crazy. It happened very fast, but like I said, I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason, and I'm very happy and excited to be back up in Fort McMurray, which I consider my second home after having a really solid playing career there.
Yeah, and you had a chance to be part of the championship team there in 2006. So, what has the response been to you returning to Fort McMurray this year, and just how good a fit do you feel it is?
It's been unbelievable, to be honest. I mean, the community is probably one of the best in the AJ, if not the best, in terms of fan support and again, the community support, whether it's the billets or just the businesses that sponsor us. But, for myself, I remember, stepping onto the bench for the first time as a coach in that game against Olds, and it was just, they welcomed me back with open arms. Whether it was the announcement or the crowd itself, I mean, it was pretty surreal for me, and it was a special feeling because, like I said, it holds a special place in my heart in terms of, I played there. I had the chance to win a championship up there, and everything again has kind of just fallen into place, and it's worked out, as good as it probably could be. So, very excited to, have the second half of this year to push in the North Division and continue to build this program moving forward.
As strange as it is to be, airdropped into a team that somebody else built midway through the season, obviously it's got to be good to have familiarity with your location there at least, but what have been some of your immediate steps to try and familiarize yourself with the players and get them familiar with what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's a great question. As soon as I got up there, I mean, again, everything happened extremely fast. And, we played Olds Friday, then played Bonneville Sunday, and then we were down for a 3-3 on the road, 3 or 4 days later. So there wasn't a whole lot of time to get accustomed, in terms of the player personnel and everything else. I leaned on my assistant coach, Justin Rose, who's done a very good job, with the group, especially during that week when things, kind of got turned upside down in terms of Gordy stepping away and just me, sliding in. So, I mean, he did a good job of keeping the group focused, and I was able to, along with Rosie, sit down with each player in those, kind of those days in between the games and just make sure that we got to know them as people and who they were as individuals more so than the hockey side, because I mean that's probably number one, and then number two was finding out more about them as hockey players, and again, watching video for me was very helpful in terms of just getting to know them better on that standpoint. So like I said, it was a lot in a short amount of time, but now I feel very comfortable and with the trade deadline passing, we got our roster set for the next couple months, so we're pretty excited about the group moving forward.